Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung. Thanks a lot for joining us as we take a look at the book. You know, everybody wants to know, well, in the Bible, there is a name mentioned of a nation that will come against Israel in the last days. In fact, there are a number of names found in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, Ezekiel, chapter 38, and Psalm, chapter 83. Well, if you would like to understand who the Lord, through those ancient Jewish prophets, was referring to today, then it'll be a big help if you get a copy of our 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Alignment of the Nations. We're going to look at that, in fact, as they will come together to form a coalition to go against the Jewish state. That's the title of our study today, Alignment of the Nations. It's the same title of our entire series. We'll tell you how you can get your own copy of this 5-hour audio series on CD. But first, let's listen to the Alignment of the Nations.
We're coming approaching this period of time when the rapture is going to take place. And what I'm going to show you as we study today is how the nations of the world. That's all we read about. We pick up the newspaper and start to look at it. We listen to the radio. We watch television. They're talking about nations. And what are they doing? Well, they're going to be involved in fulfilling the will of God. God pre-wrote the history of these nations. And they're going to move into a position to accomplish His will during this period of time. I submit to you that they're moving into those positions very quickly. I want to show you how it's all going to unfold. Hope you have your Bible and grab it quickly and look with me, starting in the book of Daniel, chapter 7. Daniel, chapter 7 is where we want to start. Because, let me tell you something, after the rapture takes place, the 7-year period does not automatically begin. There are some things that have to happen after the rapture. We do not start counting, the clock doesn't start ticking on the 7-year tribulation period immediately after the rapture of the church. There are some things that must take place. Daniel chapter 7 gives us a glimpse into the future as to what must take place. I told you Daniel chapter 2 is Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Now that was when Daniel was probably about 15, 16 years of age when he was able to interpret that dream. God gave him the gift of interpretation for us, that dream is concerned. We now move to the 9th chapter of the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel. And in the 7th chapter of the book of Daniel, we see that he is going to have a dream as well. He's probably close to 70 years of age here. So now we've seen about a 55-year period of time when he's been in the Babylonian captivity, and it is prior to the destruction of the Babylonian Empire. You know how you read the book of Daniel, don't you? You don't read it chapter 1 through chapter 12 chronologically. That's not the way it unfolds. Daniel unfolds, and if you want to put this down, it'll help you in your study later. Daniel 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the first 4 chapters. And then you go to 7 and 8. That's still under the Babylonian captivity. Then you come back to chapter 5. That's the fall of the Babylonian Empire and the institution of the Medo-Persian Empire. Chapter 6, that's Daniel in the lion's den in the Medo-Persian Empire. Then chapter 9, 10, 11, and 12. Let me give you that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8, 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, and 12. That's chronologically how the book of Daniel unfolds. So here we are. We're in chapter 7 of Daniel. It's near the end of the captivity. Daniel, in about 15 more years, the Babylonian Empire is going to be over. He was about 85 when the Babylonian Empire fell because he was there for 70 years. And that's how long you're in the Babylonian captivity for 70 years. And so from 15 to 70 is 85, okay? So he's now about maybe 70 years of age here. He has a dream. I'm not going to develop all the dream. What it is just a confirmation of the same timeline for the Gentile world powers that Nebuchadnezzar had. But the one I want to get to is the fourth one that coincides with the legs of iron in the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw and the toes of iron and clay. That's in chapter 2. Look here in verse 7. And after this I saw, he had already seen three other beasts, but after this I saw in my night vision, behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth, and it devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the other beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. He sees this unbelievable beast, he cannot even describe it, terrible teeth, capable of destroying every other. By the way, that's what the Roman Empire did. Destroyed every other empire before it. It was diverse from all the rest. It was the greatest of all empires ever on the face of the earth. It had more geographical boundaries than any other empire that ever had been before. It set the scene. It set up an infrastructure in the world. Had a road system you wouldn't believe. You ever think of that verse, Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time Jesus brought forth, there was peace as such on the earth because the Roman government was in charge and they had set a peace. Oh, they had some small scrimmages that they took care of, but they had a road system. They had a peaceful existence, basically, and into such a time Jesus Christ came. There was a common language, Koine Greek. And there it was, in the fullness of time, Jesus came forth. Well, the Roman Empire was in existence. And that's Daniel looking into the future. Daniel sees in this vision the Roman Empire coming into existence. What is exciting about the book of Daniel is that you realize when he wrote Daniel and then saw how everything unfolded afterwards, just exactly like the vision that God had given him. And so this empire is going to come into existence, but then it has 10 horns. Look at verse 8 here, see what it says. And I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. And so out of the 10 horns comes forth a little horn. Now we need to understand what this is all about. By the way, the book of Daniel is what they refer to as apocalyptic literature. That means sometimes in the book that you're studying, though we approach it from trying to get a literal interpretation of everything it's saying, it may use some symbols, but those symbols are consistent with other apocalyptic literature, and you can explain it by going to other apocalyptic literature, bringing it back and helping you understand it. But here in the 7th chapter, Daniel's going to give us the answer. Look what he says. We've just read about this dreadful beast, mighty teeth, able to devour whatever, 10 horns, little horn comes up. Look over here at the 23rd verse of Daniel chapter 7. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth. Now, you had the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, and number 4, the Roman Empire. So we know by looking back down through the corridors of time who he is talking about, the Roman Empire. Okay, 23 again. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be a fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all the kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. Verse 24. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise. We know that the Roman Empire, by history, we know that the Roman Empire, though it was a mighty empire, divided after the time of Jesus Christ, during the Byzantine Empire. That's when Constantine moved out, claimed that all the world was Christian, and divided the Roman Empire and went to what we know as Istanbul today, and named it at that time Constantinople. A little bit of ego problem there with Constantine. Named it after himself, Constantinople, and that became the capital or the headquarters for the eastern division of the Roman Empire, the Byzantine period after the time of Jesus Christ. So here he is now telling us that there was only two, but he's telling us here there are going to be 10 kings that are going to arise. They're going to come to power. Look at here, verse 24 again. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he. Now he starts to define who this other horn is. It's a he. It's not a king anymore. It's not a kingdom. It's not a nation, but he shall be diverse from all the first, and he shall subdue three of the kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. This is talking about the Antichrist that comes to power. Let me give you we'll come back to Daniel in just a moment, but go over to Revelation 13 just for a second.
You've been listening to a Bible study that is focusing in on what will happen in the last days as the nations come together to go against the Jewish state, forming a coalition to try to wipe Israel off the map. As has been said by the president of Iran, President Ahmadinejad, and in fact even the leadership of Hamas has called for Israel to be wiped off the map. Well, that all comes together in the alignment of the nations. You need to have your own copy of this 5-hour audio series on CD. It'll help you understand what is going on even as we have been studying together. In order for you to get your copy of Alignment of the Nations, go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and you can go to the shopping mall and make your order. Or if you'd like to call our toll-free number, there are people in the office standing by to assist you. That toll-free number is 877-674-3298. That's 877-674-3298. Make your order today of Alignment of the Nations. And by the way, as you study through this Alignment of the Nations, you'll realize that we are quickly approaching the time of the rapture, which could happen at any moment. And having said that, there's nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...